Blog Talk Radio.
Young Suk Arif. I'm one of the lead students in our study session along with Cartrell of New York City. And this is a Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to give you a bird's eye view of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And about relationships, how it can produce a negative relationship and a positive relationship based upon one's action. Also in relationship to one another, as we can see about the production of a negative relationships in regards to ourselves, universally speaking, especially in this Western Hemisphere, these United States of America. If the relationship is not positive or constructive, it is negative, toxic, and poisonous. Sometimes it kills you. Also, a relationship with different nations. You see, because we have lost the fundamentals, we have lost the interaction, and therefore we have produced negative results in regards to the Most High, in regards to one another, and in regards to different nations. But we're going to try to help eradicate that by virtue of these studies. But before we get started, Cartier and I, you know I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. This is not so much as contemporary, it's more so historical. I just heard about an incident called the Boys, the Lost Boys of Bird Allen in apartheid South Africa in the 80s. A pedophilia ring of the racists in South Africa, those in government. There was a book on the market called The Lost Boys of Bird Allen. If you will, and if you can, try to find that book. They put it off the market in the 80s, and they killed the man that had written the book. It is called The Lost Boys of Bird Allen. It's just some information, food for thought. Also, internationally speaking, in this country, the Republicans are doing a nasty thing. What I mean by nasty, Nazis, or whatever you want to call it, they're playing the same playbook that the Nazis played in 1945 Nazi Germany. Propaganda, lies, misdirection, and confusion. Trying to control the people, and they're doing a great job at it. And also, Joe Manchin of Virginia, West Virginia, said he's not about to go against the system. System, in his mind's eye, the system worked perfectly well. And if you're speaking from the mindset of a universal white race supremacist, I imagine it does work pretty well. The so-called filibuster was designed, we know, for the Southerners to keep us in dire straits. And they're still using the very same system to keep us in dire straits. And Joe Manchin said he just want to get along with the Republicans so they can talk things out. You know, we've studied in our studies, there's a time and place for everything under the sun. And so it seems with the Nazis, I mean the Republicans, time out for the talking. You got to show these people action. As they had to show the Germans and Nazi-occupied Germany, sooner or later you had to show these people action. These people have a low moral compass. They'll do anything to anybody whenever they get damn ready, please. And so far as Joe Manchin and his nonsense, his foolishness, the part about talking to the Republicans, they showed you what time it is. He want to talk. Man, you don't know what you're smoking, but you need to stop smoking. And I think that's about it. I have a recommendation, too. There's a movie out. Maybe you can pick it up on YouTube. It's about foster boys. It's about the foster system in these United States of America. It's a movie called Foster Boys. Now, you can pick it up on 123.movie. Go to that site, 123.movie,
and you can type in Foster Boy to bring it right up. I recommend you looking at that movie. At the end of the movie is very interesting, very in-depth. And at the end of the movie, you will come to find out that the foster care system in America is a hot mess, like everything else in this country. It's a hot mess. And because you can see, in regards to that, as far as the violence is concerned in this country, and some people may ask, Yumsu, why is this valid in this country? Well, I believe there's a multifaceted number of reasons why this is valid in this country. Number one, when you're bred in violence and you're born in the violence, well, the outcome is going to be violence. And then when you have a country that infused with weaponry not for survival, for as hunting or whatnot, but for mass extinction, for as AK-47s and so on and so forth, to expense a lot of projectiles, that's goes to be expected. And then everything about this country is about violence. If you check out their movie selections, it's violence in the morning, violence at night, violence in the noontime, violence at break time, violence at lunchtime, just violence. That's all their movies are about, violence. And so when you have an infusion of violence, and their games are about violence, the little games they have to give to the little children is about balance. So it's that old saying, you reap what you sow. If you sow balance, what is the expectation? It's going to be balance. So I think I've said about all I'm going to say on this subject matter. I'm going to bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Cartier. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yantuf Wari. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. May he bless you and your family, and send a word to Yemyahu. May he bless him and his family.
No question. Appreciate that.
Appreciate you, brother.
It goes back to the basics. We already read it.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the serpent seed versus the seed of Adam and Eve.
Uh-huh.
The serpent seed is a deceptive seed. They have deceived Eve's seed, and they have used violence in order to rule the world, called
mm-hmm.
a universal white mixed supremacist. And only real cure or solution for that is the Most High, because they are greater and mightier than we are. They got weapons of mass destruction, and we know that Yah got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're reading Yah's plan with the scriptures that we are reading, because the day of judgment is coming for the wicked and the people that are doing violence to the earth, right?
Amen.
So no matter what we do, no matter how much we try to protest, no matter how much we try to stand up for justice, the Most High said, it grieves me that I made man because he's evil from his youth.
Amen.
And that day of judgment is coming for all mankind. And we know that Yah has chosen Yisrael, his people, his nation, to glorify himself through his nation. And in this captivity, where we are susceptible to, Yah is going to get his glory. Because the people that have us oppressed and under their oppression think that they will continually rule over us forever. But every nation that has put the nation of Israel in captivity has paid the price. Whether it be the Babylonians, the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the Ammonites and the Amorites and the Philistines, we know what happened to them. They're not around anymore. So,
amen.
We know the second psalm and the first psalm. Judgment is coming to the earth, to all nations. And they better pay attention to what we're reading, because what we're reading is lies. It ain't ancient. It ain't past. It's past, present, and future. It's the word of Yah.
It's an ongoing, the history hadn't ended. It's an ongoing history, March.
Exactly.
Right.
Not new under the sun.
Right.
It's a continuum of
right.
Yah's words.
Exactly.
And Yah is going to destroy the wicked out of his creation. Yes. So
amen.
If you want to roll with the wicked because they have power and might and money and wealth, roll with them. But ultimately, Yah is going to clean it all up. And what
amen.
Side you're going to find yourself on? You're going to find yourself on Yah's side, or you're going to find yourself on the side of the dark side.
Amen.
Because the dark side is destroying Yah's creation. The air, the water, the ecosystem, the living creatures, nations, people. Yeah, so what's the final, if we follow man, we headed for disaster.
Exactly.
Keep following man and his plan.
Exactly.
And what has he done?
Absolutely nothing. Not in a constructive, positive sense of the word for this universe.
And we're supposed to maintain and be the caretakers of Yah's creation right here on earth. We take it for granted because we're not stronger than bears. We're not faster or more fierce than lions or tigers or any other big cat on the earth. Eagles and birds of prey got claws and talons. We're not superior to them. We're not faster than them. We ain't got fur to protect us from the weather, right?
Nope.
So how do we have dominion over these things that are more powerful, swifter, stronger, faster? It's only because of the Most High, and we ignore the Most High.
Exactly.
So that judgment is coming to the wicked.
And amen.
If you walk in the path of righteous for Yah's name's sake, you don't have to worry about them.
Exactly. And that's why these studies are urgently needed, Cartrell and fellow students. All right, Cartrell, if you're done with your commentaries, I am, and thank you very much. If you aren't, I can keep the press on hold.
No, keep it moving.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Thank you, fellow students. Get your books out, get your maps out, and turn to the last chapter in 1 Kings, chapter 22. Okay. May the Most High bless us by the study of his word, but most importantly, the application of said studies. There was a law with no war between Aram, Syria, and Israel. In the third year of King Jehoshaphat of Judah came to visit the king of Israel. The king of Israel said to his courtiers, "You know that Ramoth Gilead belongs to us, yet we do nothing to recover it from the hands of the king of Aram, Syria." And he said to King Jehoshaphat, "Will you come with me to battle at Ramoth Gilead?" King Jehoshaphat answered the king of Israel, "I will do what you do. My troops shall be your troops. My horses shall be your horses. We will join forces." But King Jehoshaphat further said to the king of Israel, "Most importantly, here's what you need to do. Please, before you do anything, first inquire of Yah." So the kings of Israel gathered the prophets, about 400 men, and asked them, "Shall I march upon Ramoth Gilead for battle, or shall I not?" "March," they said, "but they ain't asked Yah nothing, and Yah will deliver it into your majesty's hand." Then King Jehoshaphat asked, "Because they ain't asked Yah nothing. They're giving what they think. They're giving their opinion on the matter. They ain't consulted Yah." And King Jehoshaphat, being wanting to be thorough on the matter, asked him, "Isn't there another prophet of Yah here through whom we can inquire? Because I just ain't feeling them. They tell you off something off the top of their head. They ain't made no inquiries." And the king of Israel answered King Jehoshaphat of Judah, "There's one man through whom we can inquire of the Elohim, but I hate it because I can't handle the truth. I can't handle the truth, because he never prophesied anything good for me, but only misfortune. Micaiah, son of Amlah." But King Jehoshaphat, pushing the issue, said, Don't say that, Your Majesty. So the king of Israel summoned an officer and said, bring Micaiah, son of Amoth, at once. The king of Israel and the king of King Jehoshaphat of Yehuda were seated on their thrones, arrayed in their royal robes, on the threshing floor. And I guess these thrones were mobile. They could bring them along. On the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria. All the prophets were prophesying before them. Zedekiah, son of Shemaiah, had provided himself with iron horns. And he said, thus said the Elohim, with these you shall gore the Arameans, the Syrians, till you make an end of them. And all the other prophets were prophesying similarly. March upon Ramoth Gilead and triumph. The Elohim will deliver it into your majesty's hands. That's why you can't listen to everybody. The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, look, the words of the prophets are with one accord favorably to the king. Let your word be like that of the rest of them. Now you got to talk like them. Speak favorably, a favorable word. As the Elohim lives, Micaiah answered, I ain't going to tell you what I feel. I ain't going to tell you just to go along and get along. I ain't going to tell you not to be part of the group, okay? I will speak only what Yah tells me. And when he came before the king said to him, Micaiah, shall we march upon Ramoth Gilead for battle, or shall we not? He answered him, march in triumph. Yah will deliver it into your hand, your majesty's hand. The king said to him, how many times must I adjure you to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of Yah? Then he said, I saw all Israel scattered over the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And Yah said, these have no master that ever returned to his home in safety. Didn't I tell you, said the king of Israel, to King Jehoshaphat, that he would not prophesy good fortune for me, but only misfortune? But Micaiah said, I call upon you to hear the word of Yah. I saw Yah seated upon his throne with all the hosts of heaven standing in attendance to the right and to the left of him. The Elohim asked, who will entice Ahab, King Ahab, so he will march and fall in Ramoth Gilead? Then one said thus and another said thus, until a certain spirit came forward and stood before Yah and said, I will entice him. How? Yah asked him, and he replied, I will go out and be a lion spirit in his mouth of all his prophets. Then he said, you will entice and you will prevail. Go out and do it. So Yah has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours. For Yah has decreed disaster upon you. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell you some brothers and sisters now. Let me speak honestly in a contemporary subject matter today. See, if y'all ain't talking about what Yah said, and y'all going doing what you want to do, and listen to lying tongues. There's a spirit out there and come and put a lying tongue on folk. And folks will listen to it. But it ain't what Yah said. Be very careful what you listening to, okay? And you jumping in the bandwagon just cause a whole lot of folks are saying and doing the same thing. Meaning, do you do the very same thing because a whole lot of folks is in it to win it and in it dead to the wrong? and not following what Yah said. They're leaning to their own understanding, and they're second-guessing, and listen to things that are pleasing to their own ears. It's simply not right in any shape, form, or fashion. So you got to be very careful, brothers and sisters. When you listen to brothers and sisters who tell you this, that, and another, with this lying spirit upon their tongues. And these lips are very persuasive. As in the case here we see, historically speaking. Those prophets were very persuasive. But they were misleading. Let us further read.
So now too.
Go ahead.
It's the same kind of scenario as when Moshe and his brother Aaron brought us out of Egypt.
Exactly.
And we're about to take the land.
Exactly.
And we sent 12 spies into the land.
Uh-huh.
And 10 spies said, no, we can't take the land. The people make us look like grasshoppers.
Right.
Whereas two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, said, the Most High said we could do it. Let's go ahead and do it.
Right.
So here we have 400 prophets, not 12, not 10,
right,
but 400 against one man.
One man.
And the king already know. I know he already going to say. And what he going to say, it ain't like the 400 we done heard.
Right.
He going to speak the truth. And I hate him.
Because I can't handle the truth. Because I can't handle the truth.
So he wanted to hear what the 400 said, because the 400 trying to get favor with the king. But this prophet right here, like, nah, it ain't about me. It ain't my opinion. It ain't my thoughts. This is what the Most High told me, O king, to tell you.
Exactly.
And this is what it is.
It
and
is
guess
what?
The king ain't like it. Nah.
He didn't like it.
What?
And he told King Joash, said, I told you. I told you. This guy was going to tell me nothing I want to hear.
So it ain't about a popularity contest.
Bingo.
Because we ain't trying to get popularity.
Bingo.
We trying to tell you what y'all said.
Bingo.
You don't like what y'all said, then that's on you. And if it ain't popular, that ain't on us. Sorry.
We're
you don't have to be popular.
I'm not trying to be popular. And you're not trying to be popular, Cartier. And so because of such, don't think we're popular. We're not popular.
We're looking for likes.
Right.
No, we're not looking for likes.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all looking for love. If you're not loving y'all, you're looking for likes, then you're in trouble.
Exactly. If you're looking to be popular, this is not the business of being. Telling the truth is not the business to be in if you want to be popular. Now, if you want to be close to Yah and you want to be on his team, you tell people the truth whether they like it or not, or whether they can handle the truth or not. It's incumbent upon you to do so. If you're going to be representative or spokesperson for Yah, it's incumbent upon you to tell it like it is. Okay? All right, Cartrell, fellow students, shall we move on? Thereupon, Zedekiah, son of Shenach, stepped up and struck the prophet Micaiah on the cheek and demanded, which way did the spirit of Yah pass for me to speak to you? And the prophet Micaiah replied, you'll find out on a day when you try to hide in an innermost room. He tried to subdue Micaiah by slapping him and thought they're going to make him fall.
No, he didn't slap him. He punched him in the face.
He punched
call
him
it what
him.
It is, son.
Yeah,
you talking about a mighty brother punching a brother in the face. But that don't matter, Ock. I'm going to turn the other cheek and tell you what your gems are going to be.
Yeah, he said, you'll find out. You're going to find
right.
out. I mean, I ain't falling back, man. I'm going to say what I got to say. Then the king of Israel said, take the prophet Micaiah and turn him over to Amnon, the city governor, and to Prince Joshua, and said, the king orders us, put this fellow in prison. Let his fare be scant bread and scant water, little bread and little water, until I come home safe.
That's how you see the man of God?
Yeah, well, when you're an unmanly man of God, yeah, that's how you treat him.
How you got to get props to the prophet Micaiah?
Yeah.
Because come hella high water, I'm going to tell you the truth, King. No matter what you do to me, I'm going to tell you what it is.
And that's that on that. And to which Micaiah, the prophet, retorted, if you ever come home safe, he's still talking.
You can throw me in jail, but what's going to happen to you is going to happen to you. I'm not worried about myself.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about my own safe. Ask me for my counsel, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
And look here, Contra, he ain't bagging up. And he says to them, Yah has spoken through me. And he says, fella, listen to all you people. So the king of Israel and the king Jehoshaphat of Yehuda marched upon Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to King Jehoshaphat, disguise yourself and go into battle. But you wear your robes. So the king of Israel went into battle disguised. Now the king of Aram, Syria, had instructed his 32 chariot officers, do not attack anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel.
Wait a minute. Did King David ever go into war disguised?
Nah.
Did King Saul, the first king of Israel, ever go into war disguised?
Not to my knowledge. It ain't written.
What kind of punk is Ahab?
He's a good one. He's a good one.
You go into war, you the king, but you going in disguise.
You going in incognito.
But at least he ain't sitting behind a desk pushing buttons, sending young men into war. And he ain't doing it. At least he out there in disguise.
He still got to fight. He incognito.
Yeah, he out there.
So when the chariot officer saw Jehoshaphat, whom they took for king of Israel, they turned upon him to attack him. And King Jehoshaphat cried out. And when the chariot officer became aware that he was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. Then a man drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the place of the armor. And he said to his charioteer, turn the horse around and get me behind the lines. I'm wounded. The battle raged all day long. And the king remained propped up in a chariot facing Aram, Syria. The blood from the wound ran down into the hollow of the chariot. And at dusk he died. As the sun was going down, a shout went up through the army. Every man to his own town. Y'all better get out of here. Every man to his own district. Oh, it's hell out here. So the king died. And he was brought to Samaria. They buried the king in Samaria. He flushed out the chariot at the pool of Samaria. As Yah had predicted, thus the dogs lapped up his blood. And the whores bathed in it, in accordance with the word that Yah had spoken. The other events of King Ahab's reign and all its actions, the ivory palace that he built, all the towns that he fortified, are recorded in the annals of the king of Israel. King Ahab slept with his fathers, and his son Ahaziah succeeded him as king. King Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, had became king of Yehuda in the fourth year of King Ahab of Israel. King Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king. He reigned in Israel for 25 years. His mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhit. He followed closely the course of his father Asa and did not deviate from it, and by that doing what was pleasing to Yah. However, the shrines did not cease to function. There was churches on every corner. People still sacrificed and offered at the shrines, the churches on different corners. And further, King Jehoshaphat submitted to the king of Israel. He listened to that nonsense. And as for the other events of King Jehoshaphat's reign and the valor, he did display valor in battle. They are recorded in the annals of King of Yehuda. He had two marks against him. He left the churches on every corner, and he listened to the foolishness of King Ahab. He also stamped out the remaining, but he did something good. He stamped out the remaining male prostitutes, the LGBTQ guys, who had survived in the land from the time of his father, King Asa. There was no king in Edom. A viceroy acted as king. King Jehoshaphat constructed Tarshish ships to sail to Ophir for gold. But he did not sail because the ships were wrecked as at Ezion Geba. The Most High caused that to action, that to happen. Ahazah, son of King Ahab, proposed to King Jehoshaphat, "Let my servants sail on the ships with your servants." But King Jehoshaphat would not agree. King Jehoshaphat slept with his father. I guess he learned from his mistakes. And was buried with his father in the city of his father, King Dawud. And his son, Jehoram, succeeded him as king. Meanwhile, King Ahazah, of son of King Ahab, had become king of Israel in Samaria. In the 17th year of King Jehoshaphat of Yehuda, he reigned over Israel only 2 years. Why? He did what was displeasing to Yah, following in the footsteps of his father and his mother, and those of Jehoroboam, their founding king, son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin initially. He worshipped Baal and bowed to him. He angered the Elohim, Yah of Israel, just as his father had done. All right, Katriel. What say you, my brother and friend? It was a very lengthy chapter. Very lengthy. Very, very in-depth.
Yes. So I know we hear captive in America under white, universal white racist supremacy.
Right.
And we hear brothers talking about we was kings and we was queens. And
all that.
But do you know what kind of kings we were?
They weren't good kings by the look of it, brother.
What kind of kings were we?
Yeah, they had the LGBTQ in there and everything. They were worshiping. They had a lot of church on every corner. And some of them were worshiping Baal or Astaroth and so on and so forth. Even if they wouldn't worship them, Godrail, they left their little churches on the corner. So things didn't work out for them.
So they say if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, right?
Yeah, we certainly repeat it. it was so quick, Katriel. I mean, it was so quick, man, because it's true.
So if you know your history, you won't repeat it, will you?
You won't.
So our people need to know their history, because we've been doing this for a long time.
Oh,
and we've been repeating the same dumb stuff over and over again.
Mighty long time.
The repeating of the same thing over and over again is called insanity.
Yes, according to Alcoholics Anonymous, it certainly is.
So,
and
a reflection of our past, our ancient kings, our people was crazy from ancient times.
Man, you don't know. You don't know.
How you got Yah in your midst, and y'all still doing what the other nations want to do, or you trying to be like the other nations. And that's our same problem today. And exactly. They're using that flaw in us to destroy us. That's why we the head of the LGBTQ.
Right.
We trying to get people to vote for a democracy where the people rule. The people don't rule. We see the majority was wrong. 400 prophets against one, the one prophet was right.
Right.
In a democracy, the 400 prophets would have been right.
Exactly.
In a democracy, the 400 prophets, the majority rule.
Yeah, majority rules. It would have been, but see,
so
we're
not listening to that prophet.
Right.
And we're going to do what Ahab did to him, send him back to prison. We don't want to hear him. You got the 400 right here because the majority rules. That's what's wrong with democracy. Can't you see?
Exactly.
So when a man of God comes and speaks the word of God to the people don't want to hear that. So there's no surprise that people don't like this show. Why are you still listening if you don't like the show? There's so many other places you could be between these hours, 7 and 8, that we do, but you hating on us. Oh, you got to tune in see what Katriel and y'all super saying.
Yeah, so they saying. Well, you know, if you study bombs, Katriel, like we do, we realize that the enemy skulks around like a dog in the shadows. That's what the king said. They skulk around in the outer darkness, waiting for an opportunity to pounce. Okay? So I'm not surprised, Katriel, in the least bit, by them searching it out to attack us. It goes without question. It happened to brothers and sisters before us, and when we're gone, and the beat will continue. It will happen to brothers and sisters after us.
And in reality, they're trying to suppress the truth. They're trying to suppress the word of Yah.
Exactly. And so I don't take it personally, Katriel. It ain't
my
truth.
No.
Yeah. It's not my truth.
We rolling with the power.
Exactly.
That created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And as we will see, as we go along, the prophet Elijah has serious powers.
Man, what you said?
Our nations of the world should be afraid of, because when Israel connects with our creator, the nation should fear that.
Amen. Hey, Katriel, did you see that tape I sent you? About the guy jumped the curve. Yeah, I'll send it to you. The guy jumped the curve and was headed straight to my front door.
Wow.
So like y'all took the wheel. I mean, go to your information in your email on your phone, and you'll see the tape I sent you. I sent it to Abby. Yeah, the guy, he must have dozed off or whatever. But it just seemed like y'all took that wheel and turned it so sharp, I guess it woke him up. And he was going down the street the other way. You can see me step out and look down the street. And I'm seeing him about two wheels bust each. He on one side. He couldn't go far. He went on down the street maybe about 200 yards and made a right, parked in the park. And I called the folks. And the folks asked me, did I want anything to do to him? I said, no, you didn't need to check on him. You know, make sure you're okay. he just tore up my grass a little bit, but if the enemy thought that he was going to come into the front door, y'all took the wheel. So I'm not too concerned about it, Katriel. And you can see me walking out, Katriel, and fellow students, and I'm looking down the street like, what the? And I see this guy cranking down the street in a black pickup truck. Leaning on one side because two of his wheels are busted. And I'm just trying to make sure the guy, hey, my grass will grow. And he didn't come through my front door. And all thanks to Yah. And I want to give Yah the praise and thanksgiving for that.
It's always something.
Ain't it something, Katriel? Ain't it something?
It's always something.
Always something, brother. That's why you got to better. You better stay with the right team, Katriel. That's the only thing I can tell you. But Katriel, if you're done with your commentary, my brother and friend, I'm ready for. You know, we discuss. I don't think you got there yet, Psalms 15, but I think you're gonna give an in depth when you get to Psalms 15. That is a very impactful Psalms. When Katriel gets there, I don't think it's gonna be today. That Psalms itself is like something we all need to sign with one another. It's like a contract that we all need to sign with Yah, And we need to sign that contract with one another, okay? We need to take it and sign it as a contract, and everybody sign it, just like a constitution. Because sort of like a constitution, Cartrell. Go ahead, my brother.
It's a little more than that. Right. It's the spiritual power that you have over the mental and the physical.
Exactly.
Because when you understand that 15th Psalm, you're making a compact covenant oath with Yah. And in the end, it says, those that make this covenant with Yah, they cannot be removed. They stand strong.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And we want to stand strong in the midst of the wickedness that's in the earth, because all kind of crazy stuff is going on in the earth today, unlike ever before. We've seen stuff that we've never seen in our lifetime. And I'm 65, getting ready to turn 65 in September. And I'm seeing stuff that I've never seen or could imagine that I would ever see in my lifetime.
You and me both, brother.
The world be or spiral so out of control that we're seeing atrocities that we couldn't even imagine when we were young.
Exactly. Never would have imagined.
Real talk.
Yeah. And Abby, we know we ain't on 15 yet. She sent a report, but thank you anyway. She sent a report, Cartrell.
It's 13.
We were just talking about it, Abby. Yeah. Can we just talk about the songs? No, we know we ain't there yet. We're going to get there.
That's young too for you. You jumping ahead, brother. You got to slow down. You moving too fast.
My bad.
To make the morning last.
My bad, Abby. Yeah.
Because everything we read is a treasure. Mm-hmm. 13, 14, 15, 16. Everything in it got treasures that we need to absorb and meditate on a daily basis. It ain't just 15. 15 is a power psalm.
Exactly.
And there's so many power psalms in there. King David had power. And if you link up with his power, trust me, you ain't got to fear nobody on earth, because you linked in with the powers that created the heavens and the earth. And that's what he relied on. He ain't make a move until he consulted Yah. And some of these kings we're reading about, they crazy as hell. You consulted 400 prophets. Why don't you pray to Yah yourself?
Hey, Katria, you know your girl, Abby, she told us step off her.
Just step off.
She just step off me.
She, no doubt. Why y'all throwing me in there?
Yeah, Abby, like she gonna throw them dukes up. She said, y'all better step off me. Now she said, okay, back off me now. That's exactly what she said. But we know the code for that. Hey, you better step off me. I'm gonna throw them dukes up.
Now Abby, y'all doing her job. And Yamsu, you're jumping far ahead. You already in the 15th Psalm. We ain't even read 13. Come on, stop. Slow down.
I ain't looking for no trouble. Yeah, don't throw them dukes at me, Abby. I ain't looking for no trouble.
We ain't even read the first book of Kings. You talking about the second song? I mean, that song.
Yeah. I ain't looking for no trouble. I ain't looking for no trouble.
But yeah, man. I mean, I can understand your passion.
Uh-huh.
You want to get more and more. You want to get ahead. And everybody that's out there that's listening, they should be way ahead of us.
Exactly.
And then going back and listening to the analysis of what we're talking about, or going back and so like listening to the archive, like what they say about chapter what, chapter two, what. Is the analysis right? Can we verify what they said?
Right.
But if you're going ahead because you're excited and you want to know more,
ain't
that's
no wrong.
That thirst for knowledge. That's that thirst for wisdom.
That's
thirst for understanding.
Thirst for righteousness, right. What King Darwin said. Thirst after righteousness.
And I hope y'all thirsty, because I am. I'm still thirsting for that level of understanding that King David had, where I have no worries, no fear. I can sleep like a baby at night, because I know my enemy's going to fall if I say a prayer or say a word. Elijah, listen. Y'all coming against me? There's going to be a drought for 3 years. You messing with me? I'm connected with Yah.
How you like me now? How you like them?
And if you want relief, you better come to me with contrition, with humility, And yes, I will speak to the Father for you, because you don't understand him like I do.
Right.
And I will ask him to bring rain for you, because you worshiping idols and you don't understand why you're going through what you're going through and why you're going through it.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Well, all right.
Like
the rest of
the day.
Well,
we know about God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Who's praying for him? Who's that? Y'all niggas on like another planet. God of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? What's that? What? Who? Okay. You don't know him? You better find out. Somebody better tell you.
Well, you need to know him. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you.
You looking for him in a hot, in the God, you know, collider zone? No. He got a name. He got attributes. He got a resume. And he lets you know who he is and what you're supposed to be doing in regards to you and your relationship to him. Because he is your creator. He is our Father. And who are you to question the Father? Do you question your Father?
Like, no, man.
Like, nigga, why you slept with my mother and created me?
Man, my dad beat the bricks off.
Like, why you slept with my mother and created me? No, you can't ask your father that. No, man, your father's telling you what to do.
My dad beat the bricks off me, man. Okay? I ain't go there.
Okay. So, Yah is the creator of us all. Every father you got, who created them? Yah created them.
Exactly.
Mother and father. Your mother and father ain't know you was going to be a boy or a girl. Short or tall. Light skin or dark skin, intelligent or dumb. Yeah, I knew. You put that creation in your mother's womb from your father.
Mm-hmm.
And they were guessing, are you going to be a boy or a girl? No, y'all already knew. Yeah, I'm super's coming forward, and y'all better be prepared. Kyrielle's coming forward, and y'all better be prepared.
But,
for my mother and father. Yes.
I think.
And my children, Kyrielle, your children. Coming forward, and you better be prepared. Your daughter, your son, your daughter.
Right.
Yeah, you better be prepared. No, take care of them because they are mine. I created them, and you better take care of them and teach them right because they belong to me. I'm their creator.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So your children don't belong to you. They belong to the Most High. You didn't know what they was going to be, did you?
Exactly.
And you better teach them right that they belong to Yah. And they better teach their children that their children belong to Yah, because we didn't create them, right?
No.
How did your sperm and your Esau's egg create what they created? You didn't do that. Most of did that.
I just did the nasty.
No. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So he made it nice to you. You want it.
I did it nicely. I did it nicely.
The birds and the bees do the nice tea.
Yeah, I did it nicely.
Animals and the trees do the nice tea.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with doing the nice tea. Male and female.
Ain't
that's what it's all about.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little nice tea.
Right. That's
right,
harmony
with
the universe.
Hey, look, Gregory, go in the room right now, because I know your ears perking up right now. You ask your mama. Hey, mama, what Sue said? What did Sue say? Don't tell him, Brianna. He don't need to know right now. He too young to know what nice is. When he get about 12 years, he'll need to know. Right now, you don't need to know about no nice thing. Go and play with your toys. Let's go ahead, Contrail. Chapter 13, Psalms.
But these are the things that we don't discuss.
Mm-hmm.
It's taboo. Right?
Exactly.
What is supposed to be the relationship between a male and a female? The animals know. They teach their offspring.
Right.
Human beings, we keep it like hush hush. Our children learn from the streets what the nasty is.
No,
problems because they're having nasties in the street, they're having children, and they don't have the principles about raising families. That's
they don't have the fundamentals. They don't have the fundamentals together. And
we have
to
teach them the fundamentals.
And Brianna's
man.
Right, should
teach. Is responsible for the children that he brings forth in the earth. Yes, I know the system gives the children to the mothers, and they have so many problems with the mothers raising children. But every child should have a father in their life The father is the one responsible for leaving an inheritance to their children. The father is the one that is responsible for providing for his wife and for his children.
Right.
But in a system of white universal racist supremacy, they have broken those principles in us. And we are broken people because we have no family values.
Exactly. Right, Kadri, I'll throw a little Psalm 13 on, give some family values.
Are you not going into...
No, we waiting on you, bro.
This is going to do the Kings, man. Next book of King.
No, I ain't starting.
What the Kings is doing.
I'm starting on King 2 tomorrow.
All right, so we in
13.
The Book of Psalms, chapter 13.
Uh-huh.
And the title of the Book of Psalms, chapter 13, it's not a prayer. Mm-hmm. It says, trust in the salvation of Yah. How many of us trust in the salvation of Yah? Because you know Yah is going to bring salvation to the righteous, to the meek, and to the humble, right?
Right.
That's the formula. That's his plan. He's going to bring salvation to the humble, to the meek, to the righteous, to the upright. The day of the wicked, they're going to be destroyed. And if you're down with the wicked, you're down with the vanity, down with not seeking and knowing Yah, then that judgment is coming for all the earth. Christianity is talking about salvation through Jesus, his sacrifice and all that. No, the Old Testament talks about a different salvation, the salvation of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And guess what? We don't believe in it. We trust in it. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it goes. Psalms 13. I know you want to get to 15, but all of the world should trust in what? Yah's salvation, not what Christianity is teaching you about salvation, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about what they call it. I don't know. Drawn up in the heavens and all this kind of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
This is the explanation of Yah's salvation. We give thanks to our King, King David, for giving us insight into futuristic things. Not just his personal prayer for salvation and protection, but into futuristic things. He asked the question, how long, O Yah, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Consider hear me, O Yah, my Elohim, and light my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to Yah because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Amen.
So, we know that Yah's salvation is coming. And he's not just talking about peculiar incidences with the Most High. You know, saved him from his enemies. He's talking about the ultimate salvation of Yah for the humble of the earth, for the meek of the earth, for the world that is to come.
Exactly.
We know that King David had that connection with the Most High. So we need to have that connection with the Most High by following the pattern of our King, King David.
Amen. But, Cartier, praise Yah. I think the best thing for them to get some fundamentals is get a start, and the start is get a new heart and a new spirit. You need the fundamentals. You need the fundamental tool first that will help facilitate that. King Darwin asked for one. He knew he needed a new heart and a new spirit. We all need one. Why don't you pray for one just like the king did? If it's good enough for the king, certainly it should be good enough for you. And that's our advice to you when you start on this journey, okay? Well, Cartrell, do you have any closing remarks?
I mean, what you said is just really important, especially in the world we live in today. We have mass shootings every day, people getting killed every day, where are our minds at insofar as the gift of life that we've been given in this creation? Are we going to follow the path of men and violence and bloodshed and vanity? Or are we going to try to tune into the spiritual realm where Yah, he's not pleased with any of that?
Mm-hmm.
And we start to walk that path that King David walked, where, we need Yah for protection against our vision is greater and in tune with Yah's plan for his creation for the future. Because this violence, this wicked, this bloodshed is going to all end. And we want to walk that path of righteousness that King David is talking about so that Yah could be magnified and his creation can go forward with the intent that he had in the first place. Because
Amen.
Free will has destroyed man to choose evil over good.
Amen. Well, free will ain't so free now, is it? All right.
Not at all. There's consequences to the choice.
Exactly. All right, fellow students, Cottrell. Fellow students, Cottrell and I, we don't know where you're going. But we do know this for certain. You're getting ready to get out of here. You've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People study show. May the Most High bless you, direct you, and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It is not cute. It is not working for you. It is working on you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. And shalom.